Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anybody out?
I swear I feel so all alone. Back down on my knees again, hoping you can keep me strong. I can't fall asleep tonight. I took too many sleeping pills. I drunk too many Miller Lights, and I can feel the reaper near. So please forgive me for my sins. I ingested up the van, sorry for the pain that I've caused. I know you understand. These demons are driving me insane. Got me going mad. Probably ought to blow out my brain, cause I'm hurt bad. I fight another sleep, plans, all the other things. Probably got me using more drugs along with the other things. I'm slowly fading into my thoughts. And I'm drifting in and out of space, and I don't believe I'm waking up with the alcohol in the gym room. Drifting into another world with the sunshine shining. I think I'm better, Earl. Mom, can you look at me? This ain't what I used to be. Tomorrow, I'll be somebody else. Cause I ain't been me, and I can't even shake these eyes. I put that nail on everything. The more I try to sneak me out, it's like the more I change with my childhood. Fucked up, raised around a single mom. Hope my daddy didn't give a fuck, and she ain't let it do his job. Separated family, and I don't know my next of kin. These days, these fucked up ways, who the fuck is this? My daddy has three other kids, but I
never seen him though. Ain't no use to come around now. He ain't been here before. Good world, what's going on? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Mind for the Soul. This is Grudge Inc. sponsored show. It's sponsored by Jay Barnes and also King B Racing. And like I say, those fellas gave me a platform. So every week, like I come on, I have to thank those fellas for giving me the platform. With that being said, next weekend, due to this weekend right here in Houston, Texas, it may not be no racing because of the Mother Nature, you know, I want to say tropical storm, hurricane. I hope it don't do much damage. I hope it really don't hit here, but unfortunately, you know, we can't go against what, you know, Mother Nature has in store for us. So with that being said, you know, everybody that's in the Houston area or right surrounding area, y'all be safe and, you know, take care of yourself. Hope, like I say, hope we don't get too bad. With that being said, we will not be in the racing this weekend. Unfortunately, we will not be in the racing this weekend. So, you know, you can go ahead and take that to the bank, which you can go if you want. If you're going to be racing, you're going to be racing with a boat. Okay. All right. Right now, with that being said, you know, I really ain't got nothing to talk about today, Friday, so I'm going to have what you call a segment they call Fuck It, It's Friday. Fuck how it turned out, it's Friday. That's Wit saying, I'm going to steal it and use it tonight. Fuck how it turned out, okay? That's what I'm going to use for today's topic, you know. With that being said, I also got another event coming up next week with Alley Cat Racing. Alley Cat Racing got an event coming up. It's going to be held at HMP, that's Houston Motor Sports Park. That's next Sunday, September the 2nd, I believe it is. Labor Day weekend race. That's what it's going to be, the Labor Day weekend race. So that being said, if you're in the Texas area, Houston area, and you want to, you know, go out, there'd be Alley Cat Racing going to have the race down here at HMP if the weather permits as well. So, weather permits, we will be racing next weekend. So, you know, that being said, all we can do is cross our fingers and hope that the race guard is with us. So, that being said, anybody got something they want to talk about, hit the one button, come on here and talk about it. I know I want to talk about a little thing where I missed the funeral for a little Darryl. As you know, this past Saturday, that Grudge, you know, the team of me and Bushnell and Little Bushnell, we went up to Macon, Georgia with the intent to slaughter Little Romeo, and Little Daryl got in the way of the bullets, and the bullets, you know, don't have no names. It had Little Romeo name on it, but it messed around and hit Little Daryl. So, once again, if y'all read between the lines, the bullet had Little Romeo name on it, but it messed around and hit Little Daryl. Okay. So, with that being said, okay, I want to take a moment out to, you know, make sure my boy Little Daryl is healing pretty good and that he's okay. Because that was a slingshot bullet that went straight toward Romeo, curved around and hit Daryl, hit Little Daryl, and knocked his ass loose. So let's take a moment of silence for Little Daryl, man, and let's, you know, see it. We'll try to call and see how the surgery is going with him, because I know his asshole is wide open right now. All right. I know his asshole is wide open from last week. Last night it also took a hit. So, Little Daryl, you listening to me, we're praying for you, brothers, you know. I know we tore your ass up last week. Somebody else slain your ass last night. But, you know, you got more ass whoopers coming than what we got, what we gave you. So, Little Daryl, we're praying for you, buddy. Good guy, great man, but sometimes the greats always had to get what they call an ass looseness to bring them back to life. So, with that being said, like I said, this is what we got tonight, is a fuck how it turned out segment. And we're just going to be on here for maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half. We're not going to be, because, you know, I don't want to be on here and then, you know, had to jump off due to emergencies and stuff like that. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, so. But, yeah, as I was stating, we went making dogs this past weekend. And some very exciting racing going on out there, man. The most exciting racing I've seen in a long time. So, you know, I want to give hats out to Tony Bynes and J-Ball for putting that event on, because that was a nice event, man. That, you know, I don't give credit to people very often, but I have to give credit where it's due. And that was an exciting event he had out there, man. One of the best ones I've seen in a while. So, hats out to Tony Bynes, and, you know, hey. But I want to go off the third race I seen out there. Third race that I saw, the actual grudge race that got off. Okay, you had the grudge and Little Daryl. Now, how that race got off is still to determine. Because if everybody knows us, we lock up conventional heads only. Okay. So I'm going to say it again. We lock up conventional heads only. Now, with that being said, over now and then, we may try something. Okay. Once again, let me repeat that for the guys that don't hear me. Every now and then, we may try something. Okay. So, we were in the lanes, and somebody had messed the track up. I think it was an all steel or something. And we had to wait another 30, 45 minutes before we was able to even get in the lane and go down the track. So, my man Bushnell, you know, he got the mind of a lunatic every now and then. He'll go off, do some crazy things, crazy to mess with Little Daryl. Now, mind you, Little Daryl has knocked the rule off 2 weekends in a row. Okay, so, you know, he's on the hot streak and, you know, and things like that. So, my dear lover was, Bushnell said, well, I need a shakedown, he needs a shakedown, so let's just shake down together for some money, which turned into an actual grudge race. So, when it was time to make the shakedown, they called both cars out the gate. And I was still surprised, like, man, really, we're about to do this. We know we not supposed to be able to beat the little dog car if he beat her. Okay. So I'm still in shock, like, man, he finna do it. But you know, when you with a team, you gotta ride it out. You gotta have faith in your buddy. You gotta ride with him. I said, fuck. You know what? Fuck. He must know what he's doing. He taking a stab at him. Fuck it. It's nothing but a gamble. We can't wait out here to gamble anyway. So why not gamble with this? So he do the burnout. Everybody know how that grill sound. When he did the burnout, he come on back. He whacked on it. Boom. Hit it one time. Boom. Hit it again. Boom. Woo! Car sounds strong. Health is all like fucking those. Y'all know we got what they call that go fast shit. So that go fast shit is very healthy. Okay. Little Darryl did his little burnout. A little Mimi burnout. And he tried to whack on me. Wee! 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 So I'm like, oh. It don't sound very. It sounds like it's either low enough or it's not strong. So when they staged, Bushnell went in first. Little Darryl went in second. Bushnell cut the second bull mount. Little Darryl cut the next bull mount. At the tree, Bushnell unrooted that motherfucking tree up out that ground and carried it with him. Little Darryl, somebody had to tap on Little Darryl Wendler and tell him to go, that the race done started. By the time Little Darryl took off, Bushnell was going through the trap. He never seen him. We had a rearview mirror in the grudge. He said he looked out the rearview mirror, still never saw the man. So that tell you right there what happened. Once again, he unrooted that tree with him. And goddamn, he snatched that tree and took that goddamn tree with him and never saw it let down. So that was one of the most exciting races because I've seen a lot of people betting against the Grudge. So I was like, okay, it's going to be a goddamn upset. Once I got my mind made up, I knew it was going to be a goddamn upset. So hats off to Let Down. He brought that ass in, you know what I'm saying, forcing, you know. You're a good guy, but we just had to whoop your ass. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. Second race I seen out there. Now, this was a good one, okay? The little Romeo car, driven by Trigger Man, out of Tony Bine, them camp. The little Romeo car, he went up against, who was it? Rick Jane. The Rick Jane Malibu is from up there in the Augusta, Georgia area. I don't know the guys. I've heard of them. I've seen them, but I mean, I don't know. I wish they would lock in with us, though. Trigger Man gave these guys the back tire with the Little Romeo car. Little Romeo car knocked the tires off. Rick James had the flames lit up. And guess who won? You guessed it. The orange car, Little Romeo. Knocked his tires off and still was able to beat those guys. So, you know, I'm going to say hats off to them fellas too, because they got it in. Okay, another good race I saw out there. Well, this wasn't no good race. This was a one-sided it didn't get. 901 Bad Boys with and the Shawty car went up against Tony Banks. None other. Mr. Primetime, Mr. Probably going to be Grudge Race of the Year one more time. Okay. Him and Witt had off the trailer race. And when they got up there to do the race, they both all did a hell of a burnout. So they did a hell of a one. Tony Bryan did a hell of a burnout. When they staged and got to the top, Witt shot out of there like a bat out of hell. I mean, Kenny, Cannon boy drove that motherfucker out of there. Thought him by, sat there at the light, and went dead. Now, what happened? That's still a mystery to find out. Some say Tony went and did something extra to the car. Some say it's just every time he gets side shot, he gets shell shot. So I don't know. I mean, if y'all want me to get Tony out here, y'all can ask him what happened. But, you know, hey, for the end of the race, I saw 901 turn that wind light on. All right. Another race they had out there was Donye and Devil Horse. Now, everybody know Donye supposed to be the biggest, baddest battle round, and Devil Horse supposed to be, you know, a bad whale. So, yeah, two bells on the same goddamn starting line, but only one can be the papa and one can be the mammy. And for some similar reason, Devil Horse came in second place, okay? Donye shot out of there. He put about three cars on him when he left out of there. Then he mysteriously knocked the tires off. Devil Horse, they knocked the tires off from the word go. So now you got a foot pedal race to the end down there. And the foot pedal race was actually won by none other than Chicago Most Wanted, Donye. So, like I say, hats out to them fellas for racing. They brought action as well. All right. Now, the race of the night that I really had to say had a lot of hype to it, and I don't even know how this race got out, but it was a nice one. Andy Mack in that bipolar truck went up against Sweetness. Okay. And both did the burnout stage then. Goddamn, Andy Mack stole Sweetness out the line and got out the groove. Goddamn, Sweetness made a straight A to B V line straight all the way down the motherfucking track race. And none other than Sweetness won that one. So I say, old guys raced, and they had, it was hats off to those guys too for bringing that. See, all the guys brought action down there at Georgia. You know, hats off to them. You know, I enjoyed myself coming down there, and hope to be back over there again. So that is the race report. So, like I say, this is what we got called a fuck it turnout Friday. So I'll hit the one button and come on here and talk. You know, if nobody don't want to hit the one button and shit, I'm going to hang this motherfucker up because, yeah, I know I don't have a problem hanging up. I'm not going to sit here and go all night. So, you know, hey, somebody got something else they want to talk about or got a race that happened that we missed, that I missed out on or something, y'all come on here and hit the one button. Okay, hold on. Somebody hand this one up. 469-0981. 469-0981. 469-0981. Who we have? Come
out, mute, 469. Hey, what's up with it, Dre?
All right, who there?
What's going on, Dre? It's Chris, man. I just want to one more time. I like how you told that story on what Bushnell did. Now, what you say Bushnell did, Dre?
He buried that down. He took that tree down there with him.
Yeah, Dre. Did they charge y'all to put that motherfucker back up, Dre?
Well, as of right now, we trying to get some new seeds to replant. So, no, they ain't put back up yet.
Oh, God,
man. I think we brought it all the way back to Texas. Well, I ain't looking in the trunk of the car to see if it's still in there or not. Yeah. So what's on y'all in down there, man? We ain't gonna be able to get no racing in right down here, unfortunately. What y'all gonna be able to do or didn't this weekend?
Well, they got some kind of shootout going on up there, but shit, it's raining up that way now. It's raining up that way. I passed by that motherfucker. heading on up to the winter.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's raining down here right now, too. So, you know. Ain't no we can do about Mother Nature, but ain't nothing we can do with the Mother Nature but wait it out.
Yeah,
we wait it out. That's all we can do with this. Yeah, man, we took that goddamn tree down with it, you know. I need to get a little Daryl alone here, man, and see if it, you know, did they finish stitching him up or what's going on with him? I need to find that. Let me,
Yeah, I don't think he ain't gonna talk. Daddy don't talk.
Nah, man, little Daryl, we got a good relationship. I think he'll talk to it, boy. I mean, he might hate me, but he'll talk.
I'm going on me, Jay. I'm still on him.
Oh, no, little Daryl.
What's happening with you?
Oh, man, you on the Mouth of the South show, man. I had a couple of fans want to know how the surgery going on you, man.
How the what?
How your surgery doing on you, man? they just want, you know. See, we ain't on no petty mafia show or none of that. We on the Mouth of the South. We on the men show. We talk. This is a man show. You know, you got to be a man to ready to get on this one, you know. But yeah, couple of fans, they done had me, man. How did Daryl doing? Did he have a surgery or what? I say, well, you know. Hey, I snatched the tree down when we ran it there. We snatched the tree up out of there with him.
I
wanted to cow check on my old brother, man. You know, I make new friends everywhere I go, so I want to cow check on old little Daryl.
Oh, yeah. I ran somebody yesterday and they're gonna wreck the car, but I took it to the shop and got it put back together, and just made a hit on about 35-40 minutes ago, and they did everything, did pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that needless to say, you ain't gonna be looking for us no goddamn more. You gonna find somebody else. You gonna find somebody else to go. You ain't looking for us.
Why you say that?
If you is, you bring your ass to Texas. I ain't got no choice but to get you. If you looking for me, you know where to find me at. I'm in Texas every day, all day. Come on out here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You gonna be in Alabama, right?
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that Alabama. That's too far down the line. We talking about like now. If you looking for us, get us right now. Come on out here to Texas and get me.
Oh.
You know, you go every goddamn way, you're a truck driver, bring your ass to my state and come see me.
I mean, that's something that I had to plan, man. I can't just daggone just hop in the daggone vehicle and just say I'm going to Texas tomorrow. That's something you got to plan, man.
Okay, well, plan it. It ain't hard to make a plan.
I mean, I can plan it. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not going to come, but I mean, that's something I had to plan. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, y'all. Y'all done planned it. That's a plan you need to make. I'm quite sure these people around here want to see. They've been hearing about that little Daryl-ass car, so shit, they want to see little Daryl. I'm quite sure it's a lot of people want to see
you. I plan that trip right now.
Yeah, make that trip. Make it happen, man. Make you let these be. See, you famous now, so you got to get around the world, sir. You can't just say, I want to go race in Alabama, or I just want to stay around here and pee. No, you got to get on the road now, Daryl. You out there.
Yeah. I'm going to let you know now my phone might there going to hang up because I'm leaving the track, and we back in the woods.
Okay. Well, say, look here, man. Y'all go ahead and get that thing back together like it's supposed to be, and you know, just holler at me later. I ain't gonna hold you up. I know you're at the track.
Nah, I'm leaving the track. I'm about to go to work now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, man, kind of get yourself situated. I ain't gonna bother you too much. I ain't gonna harass you too much.
All right. Well, just let me know, man. If you come to Alabama, man, we make some shake.
Hey, man, one thing about that Alabama shit, hey, I'm going to call you about that down the back end. I don't want to say it out loud. What it is about that, you know. All right, well, I'll let you know what's happening with that.
All right.
Well, y'all go. That little Darryl, he said the series went well. He all right. Mm-hmm. The surgery went very well for little Darryl. Come on, man. Y'all give me some more hands up. I'm not finna sit in this goddamn dog deck all night long. I'm finna, y'all already know shit. Hey, we can either participate or we can get off. And, you know, we come back next week on something. You know me. I ain't got no sympathy for it. Yeah, we can participate or we can appreciate for having the show come on for a little bit. But goddamn it, we ain't gonna sit on here all night. Okay. 469-0918, you got anything else you wanna say, buddy? I guess not.
No, Dre, I was just sitting there, man.
Yeah. Well, we just sitting down here, unfortunately, waiting on Mother Nature to see what she going to do. Or see what Mother Nature, you know, what's the plan, what he got in the plan. That's really what's going on around these areas. We just sitting back waiting for the, you know, hey, whatever, it's going to be whatever. But don't look like nobody else want to come in and say nothing, so I guess we're going to go ahead and hang this one on up, man. You know, we're going to get out of here a little bit earlier today because, shit, it's Friday, and, you know, hey.
All right then, Dre, man. Good.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're going to go ahead and get on out there because, you know, like I say, ain't too many people on in the house, so, hey. Y'all call back, tune in to the Mile for the South next week. I'll holler at y'all, fellas. Good night. All right,